This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hi there. Welcome to another edition of LabCast. I'm your host, Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by Mac Fogelson to talk about community building. For those of you who don't know Mac, she's an expert in building online communities and is also the founder and CEO of Mac Web Solutions, an organic web marketing agency that helps its clients create the virtual presence they need in today's web-driven world. Hey, Mac, welcome to LabCast. Thanks for joining me today. How are you doing?
Kevin, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. As I mentioned in my introduction earlier, today we're talking about community building and sort of its importance for small businesses and expansion stage companies in particular. I was wondering if you could kind of start us off by giving an explanation of what community building really means and why it's important.
Sure. Well, community building is really just a fancy term for talking about how you would grow an engaged audience around your brand. So, you know, there's been a big shift in marketing, obviously, in the search industry, the SEO industry, but certainly in marketing in general, that it's more about the customer than it is about you. So building community is really part of that focus, where you're looking to do what you can to add value to your customers and to people who would be attracted to your brand and be engaged in that audience. And over a lifetime, you cultivate a relationship that, you know, brings all kinds of benefits.
Now, would that primarily be an online community, or are there other forms of community that you're talking about here?
Yeah, well, essentially, you are working to build that online reach so that you have this, I guess you would say, this sphere of influence that once you are working to share things online, that you have people who are actually listening. When you're writing content, that you have people engaging and having a conversation with you and things like that. But ultimately, when you're building community online, you have to have the offline elements. So it's really just coming back to thinking about the human relationship and the fact that the game has changed in the sense of people use online tools to really communicate and build relationships, but it's all humans behind that. So in order for your efforts online to be successful, you really have to be doing things in person, like going to meetups, going to conferences, just using serendipity in terms of meeting with people for coffee and helping them out. You know, those kinds of things are definitely all part of community building that affect how large your reach becomes online.
Now, you had mentioned just a minute ago that there can be some long-term benefits to this. And, you know, I can imagine they can take a variety of different forms. Maybe in some cases it's building your brand. Maybe in others it's creating brand ambassadors for your company or for your product or for your organization. Are there any other sort of long-term benefits that you see that would really make this a business imperative?
Most certainly. So to start to answer that question, the biggest thing about building community is to remember that it's about the goals that you have for your business and not just for your marketing, rather than taking it from the perspective of tools. So, for example, a lot of companies go straight to, hey, I want to do this, and so what should I do on Facebook, or should I be on Twitter or Google Plus? And again, that's jumping straight to the tools. So all of this starts from the goals that you have for your organization, and then that's what's going to help you catapult ahead and really accomplish big things for your company and for your brand. Getting to the benefits of that, then when you're thinking about, obviously, lowering the cost of customer acquisition. So over time, you know, you're building this base, this sales force of people that really believe in what you do and want to support you and, of course, tell their friends about you. So the online space, the digital space, allows you to reach those people more quickly over time when you start to build that trust. So building that sales force is obviously a huge advantage. But it's also really in a matter of being very targeted in terms of the people that you are attracting. Because digital media allows for so much data and for people to investigate and figure out who they want their audience to be, you can be strategic about who you're attracting to your community so that it's a value match for your company. It's a culture match for the people you want to do business with. And that's obviously a huge advantage. Over time, it becomes this conglomerate of people who tell other people who tell other people, and it just builds from there. But certainly, I think the largest benefit that I can see now, in addition to customer acquisition costs being lowered and having that that brand advocacy in that lifetime customer group, is just the competitive advantage that a company has if they're investing in community building. Because building a community and being on social media are two very different things. There are a lot of companies on social media, and what they use that tool for is to simply broadcast and self-promote quite a bit of the time. So community building is taking that very different perspective of being customer-centric, working on your business and improving things that actually make your customers happy, the things that they need. Really building stuff that serves them. So community building in terms of being a competitive advantage, if you're investing in that now, because it takes some time to build the momentum, then in, 2 years or so, when you've built this base that is this mass of people who are all about you, you don't have to make as much of an effort to get the word out anymore.
Well, it definitely sounds like there's a huge number of benefits and reasons why you'd want to go about doing this. Can we switch gears for a minute and kind of talk about how you actually do it? Now, I can imagine it's something that sort of happens organically over time, but, what tips would you offer a company to help them systematically build up an online community if they're starting from scratch?
Sure. Well, I can basically give you a general outline of a little bit of how our process is structured, how we approach it. And obviously that will be more high level. And then I can certainly give some more, strategic tips, things like being consistent and getting engaged in what you're doing and all that good stuff. How does that sound?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay. So, and again, a lot of this information, actually all of this information is on our, is in an online guide that we've built, and we can talk about that more at the end, but this will just kind of give you an understanding. So when you're building community, it's important to stress that you're really using integrated marketing. So you're using a variety of tools like SEO, social media, content, obviously the offline piece of being a human and doing outreach and building relationships that way, very much things like email marketing, PR, it could be paid channels as well. There's all kinds of tools that you can use and integrate that all together to build that inbound base. But essentially the way it works is you start with goals and setting goals for your entire business, not just for your marketing. And although that seems a little bit vague, I'll break that down a little bit in saying that you want to set goals that are going to be putting forth accomplishments you would like to make for, let's say, your revenue, sales type goals. So let's say you're a SaaS company, a software as a service company, and you want to increase subscriptions by 100 a month. So maybe that's the trend that you've been seeing, that's attainable. You're going to go and set that type of a revenue goal. And then let's say also that you want to set goals for your brand, or that are more of those community building goals, because revenue goals are goals that really obviously show what you want to accomplish in terms of attracting more business to your company. But that doesn't always help you set goals that will, say, help you really target on what you want your brand to be and the vision that you want to drive there. And that is a huge part of community building in terms of the company you want to be, the type of personality you want to have, what kind of a resource you want to serve as for your customers. So again, when you're setting goals, make them for your company as a whole. Really target revenue goals, but also community building and brand building goals. And essentially make sure that all of those goals are, that SMART goal acronym, are specific, measurable, attainable, Obviously ones that are, you can,
repeatable.
You can track. Sorry.
Are they repeatable? Is that the R?
No, sorry. I think I'm drawing a blank on the R. They all kind of overlap a little bit, but, they're time sensitive, you know, you're able to actually accomplish them. Right. So just making sure that they're very specific and attainable in what you're setting.
Sure. Sure.
So that's the feedback on the goals part. Okay. So once you start from there, then you're marching up and you're looking at key performance indicators that you're going to be matching to those goals. So when it's all said and done and you've done all your efforts to build your community, what does success look like for you? So, you know, you want to make sure that you set up those indicators and those KPIs so that you can actually measure this stuff. Now, certainly revenue goals are going to be easier to set indicators for than possibly community building efforts. But regardless, you want to make sure that you're setting forth the measurement that's going to prove the success. And then from there, it goes up to strategy. So once you have your goals and your KPIs determined and you've had that discussion with your team or your clients or your boss, whoever is involved in that process, then you move on to say, okay, how creatively are we going to do this? What kinds of things are we going to have to do in order to accomplish those goals? And essentially, that all starts with content. So content in blogging, video, obviously in-person type content, you know, with trade shows and conferences and things like that, speaking gigs and all those kinds of things. So just getting very creative about how you're going to accomplish those goals. And in the strategy portion of this process, it's also where you select the tools that you would use. So are you going to be on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus? Well, that depends on the goals you're trying to accomplish and the audience that you're trying to attract. So in the strategy portion, that's where you're really doing all the brainstorming about how you would reach those goals.
Yep.
And then when you move up from there, then you're into execution and you're actually doing all of the hard work that it takes to build your community. So for us, we set those things up in campaigns that are about 3 months in length. So high level, you might have a plan for 12 months, what you really want to accomplish with those goals. But in terms of detail of how that's going to be executed and what those creative campaigns look like, we've experienced, you know, a 3 month time period is a good amount of time to get some momentum and collect some data, but not too long where you feel like you can't be agile and change course if something really isn't proving to work. So in that execution phase, you're looking at data every week to essentially see that your key performance indicators are moving in the right direction. But you're also at the end of the month saying, okay, look at what we accomplished this month, keeping people accountable, showing exactly what you've been doing. And then at the end of 3 months, having that higher level overview of, okay, over the last quarter, based on the consistent efforts we've performed, this is the direction we see this moving in, and we see that this is working, this isn't, this needs more time, and then you have actual data to say this is the direction we want to move forward with. And so that part of the execution is really also integrated into the analysis, and that's the very top of the pyramid of this process, is analyzing what you've done and using the data to make educated decisions to go where you need to go next.
That's a really fantastic overview. So I appreciate you providing that. Can you offer any more tactical tips of what people could do to actually, from a day-to-day basis, to try to build and grow their communities?
Yeah, so essentially that's kind of stepping into the execution part, right? The stuff that you really want to be aware of and things that help you grow and build your community. So,
exactly, yep.
So once you have that strategy kind of outlined, then it's just things like, for example, engaging and making sure that on social media you're not just broadcasting your message, but you're actually going out there to build relationships with people. And that's not things that happen overnight. So it's really, you know, looking for great content from those people that you want to attract to your community. Go find them on social media and read the stuff that they're writing and retweet the stuff that they tweet. And again, you've got to find a balance. You can't be a stalker and a weirdo and just kind of be like overly aggressive with these efforts. It's just like an in-person friendship, just taking that time. So the engagement is a huge part. Not making it about you. So when you're trying to establish your presence on social media, make sure that you're sharing other people's content, other people's value in addition to your own. It's not about self-promotion. It's really about looking to that end goal, that end person in your audience, and saying what would be valuable for them. So that's a little bit on the engagement side and a little bit on the social media, but it really comes down to being consistent. And because community building takes a long time and it is a lot of hard work, it's easy to feel like you're never going to get there. And in the beginning, you feel like, you know, nothing happens. Like, you have no engagement. Nobody's commenting on your blog. You feel like you're just doing this for nothing. And then all of a sudden, you gain some traction. So it's being consistent and really just starting and saying, okay, I'm going to start small by committing to one or two blog posts on our blog a month that gear towards this specific thing that would help us reach these goals and also help us help our audience. And so taking baby steps, starting small, but making sure that you're investing in the effort and you will see a return.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Definitely. And obviously in this short time that we have to talk, I'm simply scratching the high level surface, but it really takes an understanding of all those integrated marketing channels like SEO and content and email marketing and social. But really the root of that is the human aspect and knowing that you're building relationships and you want to be strategic about it, and it's not going to happen overnight.
So you mentioned some of the problems or the mistakes that people can make, such as being too focused on themselves and sort of broadcasting too much. And I think those are the types of issues that could be problematic over the long term. Are there any other sort of pitfalls that people should watch out for that might be more kind of damning from the start? Those types of things that you make that mistake once and it's not going to be good for you?
Yeah, I think a common pitfall that I often observe, you know, when we're working with clients, but also just from the questions that we get, is a lot of questions about siloing teams and not being able to get buy-in for this sort of thing, you know. I mean, certainly it's a matter of helping the perspective along of the group and helping them understand that this isn't just marketing initiatives, you know. This isn't just your social media person that has to build this effort. It's your whole company. And it's not just your logo, it's the people behind your brand, and it's the personality and the diversity that they bring to the table. And so you've got to look for ways to involve the team in the community building process and help them feel ownership in that so that they can see on the other side the results of the effort, and they'll want to continue to put that effort forth. So, you know, it's things like having them share with you what they're reading so that you can share that information with your community. Maybe it's something that they're doing internally, a project they're working on that would be a great transparent type of a window into the process of your company or a challenge that you've had. So it's really just trying to build that team effort internally. And by doing that, you can break those silos and help that come across on the exterior in terms of building your community.
Now, once you have built that community, are there any best practices that you recommend to people about how they should actually leverage it?
Sure. Well, your community at different sizes is going to require different efforts. I mean, a lot of the things we've talked about today obviously are fundamentals to building and maintaining a community. But as your company or your community and your company grows, what that maintenance looks like and what it takes to then leverage it and get it to the next level is going to look very different. So if you have somewhat of a base in your community, and even if you're kind of starting out, one of the things that we've found to work really well is to leverage other communities of up-and-coming companies, growing communities that also have a base, but they have a reach. And so the best example I have of that is Wistia. So Wistia is a video hosting tool, and we've become friends with them just over the last few months, just watching them on social media, seeing them at conferences, and they have such a robust personality, and they get everybody on their team involved in their community building, and you really get a feeling for the personality of their brand. They're doing a lot of things right. Well, we were kind of, you know, taking a look at them and saying, hey, you know, our community would really benefit from the product that they have and obviously from their personality and the fun that they bring. But also possibly their audience might benefit from the services that we provide as a company. So, you know, again, it's that value and culture match, looking at how we could leverage their community and our community. And in a sense, you blend those community or you leverage each other and you end up becoming getting members from each of those communities into the respective communities. So, again, that's the longer term process in the sense that just doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, now Wistia shares our content and we share theirs, not because it's a reciprocation of obligation. It's because we each do great things that those audience would appreciate. So, it's a long way of getting around to building relationships with those companies that you really respect, that they do cool things and that you want to kind of be like them. And you can leverage those communities and kind of accelerate your efforts that way.
Yeah, and I can imagine it's also a great way to sustain your community over time. I can imagine it's sort of, I don't know, a challenge to keep the momentum going over the long term. You know, if you're doing this for 2 months, it's one thing, but if you're doing this for 2 years, it's another. So I could imagine working with other organizations and trying to play off of their communities might be a great way to kind of keep the momentum going.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, is that, you know, for me at least, in business, I'm not growing this company just because I want to make money. I mean, that would be great and nice, but the best part of it is working with people that you really like and doing things that you're passionate about. And that's at the heart of building community, is building a business that people are going to care about and they want to be a part of. So if you're leveraging relationships with other people that are also doing that, then the work that you're doing is very rich and meaningful. And the community building aspect of it is just a byproduct. It's just a bonus. So at the end of the day, it's really thinking about building a better business and how that then obviously bleeds into all of the efforts that you make in your community building efforts.
Definitely. Well, Mac, I really appreciate your time today. This has been really interesting. Before I let you go, though, can you just let our listeners know where they can maybe reach out to you or get more information?
Yeah, for sure. So obviously we have a website and you can get there by going to macwebsolutions.com, and it's spelled M-A-C-K. And on our website, we have a very live and valuable blog that we post content to at least once a week. There's a ton of community building tips on there all the time, as well as other information about integrated marketing, you know, all of the separate tools and things that it takes to build your brand online. So that's a super valuable resource. And in addition to that, MacWeb has released a community building guide that's free. It's more than 85 pages packed with a lot of the stuff I talked about today and really the step-by-step process of all of this stuff. So if you're more of a do-it-yourselfer and you want to get this going for your company and you don't have the money to employ other partners, then you can use that guide as your guide. So just go to our website and you'll find that guide there and you can download it and have some fun community building.
That's great. Well, thanks again. I really appreciate it. This has been very interesting.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me, Kevin.